Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here is your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Hour 2, Wednesday edition of the Lombardi Line, coming at you from coast to coast. Michael back with us in his office in Ocean City. I'm Stormy Bonatoni, live in downtown Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino. Got a great hour ahead. Our NFL betting guide is dropping in less than 24 hours, so we'll have lots of talk there. VSiN Managing Editor Adam Burke is going to join us in studio coming up in about 15 minutes. Plus, as Michael just said in the commercial break, it's Bronny time, but not really. NBA draft coming up tonight. Though, Michael, which I know you are very excited
it's
about.
It's Bronny time. I am so excited. I can't wait. I'm sure it's going to be the first interview will be with Bronny. Second interview will be with LeBron's. First,
Stop.
Third interview will be back to Bronny. I mean,
no,
it's all
no,
Bronny
no.
and everything.
Come on.
Poor kid. I feel bad for him. Well, I'm excited. Look, I love drafts. I always love drafts. I mean, I've had my heart broken on every single draft. I can remember standing there, oh, we're going to get Paul Pierce. Oh, we took Larry Hughes. You know, we're gonna get Chris Webber. Oh, we took Sean Brown. It's a nightmare day. It's a nightmare day. It's a nightmare day for me. So I have no hope for the 16th pick. But I'm excited for all. I thought Tom Crean was great, and the way he described Rashard is exactly what I've heard from other people. I've never seen him play before, but that's what I've heard, that he's really has the most upside of anybody in the draft. I loved Reed Sheppard watching the college basketball tournament because a guy that can shoot like that. You know, look, guys like, you know, look at J.J. Redick, the new head coach of the Lakers. I mean, you know, what did he do? Run off the screens and shoot the ball deadly. I think Reed Sheppard can do that plus some.
Yeah, and Reese Hoshea, he's up to minus 400 now to be the number one overall pick. The Hawks in that spot. Reed Sheppard, minus 190 to go number 3 overall to Houston. The mocks largely have Reese Hoshea, Alex Saar to go 2, Sheppard 3, and Stephon Castle from UConn to go 4. And that's the way that the odds are spread out as well. All of them are odds on numbers. The thing that I find most interesting, and we asked Tom Crean about it a moment ago as well, was the Donovan Clingan portion of this, who a lot of people have taken to be number one overall with bets. He's currently plus 450. He was as high as, I believe, 14-1. Got as low as under plus 200. Now plus 450. He's 16-1 to go 2, plus 250 to go 3, and then 5-1 to go 4 or 5. Yet, minus 250 to be a top 5 pick, and his prop for position number is set at 3.5, minus 170 to the under. So, if you pick the right plus money option for him to go in the top 5, you're going to be feeling pretty good. But where the heck is he going?
Yeah. I don't know, but I would draft the guy. I mean, the guy, like Tom was talking about, he placed, like, they couldn't get a shot off when he was in there. He was the most valuable player in the tournament. There was no question. You know, he can block shots with his right and left hand. I think his offensive game is coming around, and he can run the floor, and he's only going to get better. I mean, look, he's a young kid. I can't imagine that he's not. But look, center position that aren't stretch threes, that aren't stretch centers, have kind of gotten lost a little bit, even though we see the Minnesota Timberwolves, who say they're trying to avoid trading Karl-Anthony Towns in this offseason. We've seen that's not as important as a down low post center, but I think his defense and being able to protect the rim is critical. Look when the Knicks lost Mitchell Robinson, they lost that rim protector.
And our guy JVT, Jonathan Von Tobel, here at the network, our lead NBA analyst handicapper, he has a mock draft 2.0 that's out on VSiN.com right now. He also tweeted this morning the biggest moves in the player draft position market on DraftKings. Kyle Filipowski gone up from 19.5 to 23.5. All of these players who I'm going to list right now, if you got the under early, you are loving your position. Nikola Topic, and forgive me, some of these international players, if I get their pronunciations wrong, don't hold it against me, from 6.5 to 11.5, Rob Dillingham from 6.5 to 11.5, and Tyler Smith 24.5 to 27.5, and then your boy Bronny James bet up significantly. He opened as his draft position at 38.5. It is now currently 49.5, minus 200 to the over. He's minus 135 to be the Lakers pick at number 55 overall. And that, I mean, that's the spot that makes the only sense to me, because he's a guy that could be signed undrafted after this, but you get the feeling and the expectation that he's going to get drafted and it's going to be LeBron's team.
Well, to me, look, here's what I would say, being an executive, have been in the room. If the Lakers want Bronny, then they should do something to go get Bronny in the second round. And so show the kid that they want him. Don't show that they're taking him. Because remember, it's one thing, and I'm making fun of it. I'm not making fun of Brownie the kid. I'm making fun of the coverage.
It's a situation, yeah.
Is put under a microscope, and he doesn't really deserve it. He doesn't need it. He didn't make all league in high school. He averaged 4 points in college. Let the kid grow up, as Tom Crean said. But to me, if I were the general manager of the Lakers, and I'm not, that's Will Hill's job, not mine. He's more qualified than I am. So let him run it. And so I would trade up to get Bronny in the second round just to show the kid that I want you. And also show Daddy that I want him on the team. Show him that there's something here. What's it going to cost you to move up in the second round in the NBA? What, a 2097 second round pick? I mean, seriously, they give picks away like crazy in that league. So I think you got to show some sign of it. And if that's what you want to do, and I'm not saying suggest trade up into the second, but when you're in an area where you feel like this kid has potential to down the road, then you should try to trade up to get him, not because you don't think he's going to make it to you, to show the kid that you're all in on him. Because right now he's going to feel like the only reason you're taking me is because of Daddy.
Liability at DraftKings Sportsbook and like a number of sportsbooks is on Bronny. It's okay. It's just funny. It is funny. People are making picks to go number one overall. It's like 250-1 odds. Ben Fox even tweeted that somebody placed a $500 bet on him to go number one overall at those odds. And it's just, it's one of those things like, it's just a donation at this point. I was joking in the commercial break. The sportsbook of Stormy is open. If you want to place that bet with me, I will gladly take your money. But as far as the odds for his over-under at 49.5, 48% of bets, 61% of the handle are ultimately on that over. And because, Michael, you mentioned giving picks away, the Brooklyn Nets are like, let's take everything you got, Knicks, to get... So Mikal Bridges yesterday, that was the big news coming through in the NBA from a trade standpoint, is that he is moving on from the Knicks, from the Nets, excuse me, to the Knicks, the first trade between the two franchises since 1983, but something ultimately that could potentially push New York over the edge as they look to chase down the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think I was hoping the 76ers would go after Mikal Bridges. I really was, because I think they had him at one time before and traded him for Zaire Smith. Brilliant trade, by the way, you know, and so I definitely would think he adds to the team, and he gives them a legitimate scorer, right? I mean, Mikal Bridges can get his shot, and he can make shots. I mean, now they've got Brunson and Bridges, and Hart and DiVincenzo are the role players. And look, the only thing I would say if I'm Tom Thibodeau is, you know, is Jay Wright coming next, because they got the Villanova team, and if they add some pieces, they're still trying to sign OG Obinobi to the roster. They made that clear. They want to sign him back. So the Knicks are going all in, and why shouldn't they? Right now, it's them and the Pacers, to me, that have the best chance to upset the Celtics. The Knicks, you know, and the Pacers gave the Celtics two of the best games that they played. They lost them in the finals, but they gave them two really hard games.
Bridges, you mentioned, excuse me, the Villanova side of things. So he now reunites with Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, and Dante DiVincenzo, all guys. You know, they won a national championship together. Can they win an NBA title together? Their odds have gone from 13-1 to 10-1 to win an NBA championship, tied for fifth in the NBA with the Timberwolves and Bucks on the odds board there. Last couple minutes here, Michael, while the NBA title from this season is in the books, the Stanley Cup final is in the books as well. And that's what What's on Michael's Mind today revolves around, which I find interesting. I did not expect an NHL take from Michael, but I'm very excited here. What do we have?
Well, I was just taken back. This morning I got an email from a friend of mine that basically gave me the rundown of the last 5 years of the playoff of the playoffs and after the Super Bowl. And this NHL Game 7 was the highest rated game of any playoff series at any time. And I think it's a tribute to the NHL. I mean, they were compelling. Those guys, they play hard every night. You know, they're probably going to start next season next week. I'm sure they got to go to training camp on Monday of next week. They have no rest. And I just felt like it was really, it's an honor. And their ratings have never been higher. And I think people are, when you watch how exciting that game was in Florida and how much attention it gained throughout the United States, I think it's great. I really do. And I think it's been rewarding. I love watching. I'm not a hockey fan, but I confess that I love to watch it when it's played outdoors. I really do. And I watched Game 7, and I thought Edmonton was going to win the game because it seemed like every time I turned around, the puck was down there. But I think I was like a lot of people in America. It was capturing me, and I think the ratings proved that. So that's what's on my mind today. Everybody would think Bronny's on my mind. No, Bronny is just a cause and effect of something. Today, it's hockey beating the NBA. Remember, it was not very long ago that Mark Cuban announced to the world that the NBA would take over the NFL in ratings, which has never even come remotely close, okay? Not even remotely close, and he's no longer an owner of an NBA team. He has 10% of the Mavericks. So I think, to me, the reality here is hockey, by playing, by just being consistent and playing hard, has won a lot of people over on the ratings.
Yeah, NBA not even in the stratosphere. What was it this past year? 93 of the top 100 broadcasts around the country were NFL live games. But as far as the NHL goes, yeah. Michael, I think you're the perfect example of that. You said it right off the hop that you're not an NHL person. You're not a person that's typically tuning into these games, but it's game seven. It's the best of the best in a situation to win one of the hardest, if not the hardest, trophies in the world to earn. And you were even enthralled by that. Game seven, baby. Like, let's go. And credit the Florida Panthers once again, who ultimately lost the Stanley Cup last year here in Vegas and made their way all the way back. We are just getting started here for hour two of the Lombardi Line. Still to come in about 15 minutes. VSiN's own Adam Burke is going to join us live in studio. It's also a Hard Knocks life. We'll tell you what that means a little bit later. Plus, on a Wednesday, what better way to end the show than Why Not Wednesday? We're going to dive into some long shot plus money prop options and see if we can get Michael to buy in and say why not. We'll be right back.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here's your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Get excited, people. We're less than 24 hours out from our NFL betting guide dropping. Never been a better time to be a VSiN Pro subscriber. When you subscribe, you get our all-new NFL betting guide, which is the secret weapon for the upcoming season. We've got in-depth profiles of each and every team, advanced stats, proven betting systems, and betting trends. You'll have all the tools you need to be a more informed bettor this football season. Plus, our experts share their top bets on season win totals, futures, and props, giving you the insights you need all season. To get the guide, though, again, you must be a VSiN Pro subscriber. And when you use our promo code Lombardi, we've got a steal of a deal. Usually $240. You can subscribe now for $199, and we're throwing in an extra month for free. So that's 13 months of VSiN Pro access when you use our promo code Lombardi. You get everything we do in addition to the guides, daily best bets, 24/7 video, premium analysis, exclusive betting splits data, and more. Don't miss out. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe today. Again, use that promo code Lombardi to get your discount and 13 months of VSiN Pro. Stormy Bonantoni and Michael Lombardi with you as we welcome you back to the Lombardi Line. Excited to have in studio the man who puts this entire massive NFL betting guide together. In addition to your own write-ups, you have to deal with all of us, the NFL analysts, the hosts, everybody putting in their picks. Adam Burke, everybody, managing editor of VSiN.com. Okay, how long does this take, first and foremost, for you to put everything together?
I was going to say, I'm not sure why I was asked to be on. You just outlined everything that you get in the guide and also with a VSiN Pro subscription. But it takes a while. I mean, we started the process over a month ago in terms of handing out assignments, having staggered deadlines so that it was easier to edit this publication, because it is a massive undertaking with a lot of people involved. Several people that, you know, you can watch here on VSiN, you can listen to here on VSiN, have written up division previews for us, and then hosts contributing their favorite best bets in these preseason markets, win totals, year-long player props, the awards markets, all these kinds of things. So it takes a while. It takes a village. My right-hand man, Zach Cohen, my senior editor, he's a phenomenal asset for me. Tremendous help. Matt Devine, our guide designer. Everybody here at the company has some kind of hand in this. Also, when it comes to promoting this, I mean, you guys have promoted the hell out of this year's NFL betting guide. We greatly appreciate it on the website and editorial sides. And hopefully everyone out there enjoys the publication we're about to release tomorrow.
What, Adam, I don't want to spoil anything. I want people to buy the guides, put the promo code Lombardi in to get the discount. So do all that. But I want to know, was there one thing that shocked you based on a prediction in the guide?
I think one thing that shocked me, and honestly, I think it's It's tough to say if it's price related or if it's just simply because of opportunity, but there are a couple people. We did separate write-ups for the MVP, Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year, and also the Coach of the Year markets, because I think those are really, really interesting coming into the season here for a variety of different reasons, namely because you had 6 quarterbacks and 7 wide receivers taken in the first round. So Offensive Rookie of the Year, I think, is really intriguing. I expected more of, you know, the Marvin Harrisons, of taking the short price with Caleb Williams, all of that. A couple of our VSiN writers, including, well, our VSiN hosts, I should say, including someone you're very familiar with, Michael, actually put down Bo Nix for the Offensive Rookie of the Year, which I thought was a little bit surprising. I thought maybe he would kind of get a, you know, passing mention, something like that. But 2 very significant, very detailed, very strong write-ups on Bo Nix to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Michael, how do you feel about that? The price is 18-1 for Bo Nix to be Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I think it makes sense because, look, here's the thing that what fans don't understand. Their opinion doesn't matter. Sean Payton's opinion matters. And Sean's going to do everything in his power to make Bo Nix successful. And he's going to win games. And if Bo Nix is successful and the Broncos win game, who's going to be the Rookie of the Year? Why do we pick Caleb Williams for Rookie of the Year? Because we think he's going to be good, not great, and the Bears are going to win games. Well, it's the same logic you could use for Bo Nix because the coach is fully vested in Bo Nix. I think there's a lot to that.
Caleb Williams, a +135 favorite, followed by Jaden Daniels, +550, Marvin Harrison, 7-1, J.J. McCarthy, 15-1, and then there's Bo Nix, Xavier Worthy, and Malik Nabers all tied at 18-1. I know we talked earlier on the program, Michael, about the write-up that you have about new NFL head coaches and the impacts that they could make. Are there any other kind of like specialty articles that people should be aware of?
Yeah, so I think something that's really interesting about the guide is the different kind of perspectives that we're able to bring because there are so many of us involved in this publication. For example, if anyone, you know, tracks along with my baseball stuff or knows me from covering basically any sport here at the network, I'm very data driven. A lot of stats, a lot of things like that. Well, you got Michael Lombardi, who looks at the head coaches from an executive standpoint, and you have Steve Mackinnon, who looks at them from a betting standpoint, looking at betting systems and trends that apply to not only first-year rookie head coaches, but also, as he calls them, the retread head coaches, guys that are getting a second, or in some cases, third chance with a new team. So Steve Mackinnon has that. Lombardi has, you know, his thoughts from an executive point of view. I think that's a really interesting contrast here in this guide for a variety of different reasons. Brent Musburger has his Super Bowl pick in here as well. And you know, we got Josh Applebaum. We know Josh Applebaum, a market insider type of guy, uses a lot of those betting splits in his handicapping. He's got a write-up on how to use those, which is a primary feature of being a VSiN Pro subscriber, access to those DraftKings betting splits. Applebaum has an article in there about how to use them to not only cash wagers, but also look at some of these preseason markets as well and kind of see, you know, you've talked about it with the NBA draft today. You know, we've talked about it in terms of, you know, handles on MVP and stuff like that. There are a lot of ways that you can use those bet percentages, and that's something that Applebaum does a lot and also wrote about in this guide.
Yeah, tell people about the Survivor contest and about the advice you've given for Survivor and what's in the guide to help contestants. If you're going to put $1,000 into a contest, it makes so much sense to buy the guide to help you along.
Yeah, so I mean, the function of this guide, the guide that we put out in June, is really kind of to help you catch up. Who's gone where? What are the expectations? What are the odds look like in the awards market? Stuff like that. I will have a piece on the Survivor. We do what's called a refreshed NFL guide after the preseason is over, after the preseason games are finished, to update injuries, big time, you know, win total market movements, stuff like that. But also in that one, we'll take a look at more of the nuts and bolts of betting the season, looking at week one, stuff like that. I'll have a Survivor piece in that one. But I did do a Survivor piece over at VSiN.com that subscribers can read, kind of plotting out all 18 weeks of the regular season. Because, I mean, last year, you know, my partner, Mark Goldberg from Spooky Express, and I, we were in the top 13 in Survivor. We weren't able to cash, but, you know, we were able to leverage that ticket into some opportunities by being that deep into the contest. So there will be some Survivor tips later on down the line. But this guide is kind of a, oh, I forgot that that guy went there. Or, oh, I forgot that they drafted this guy or that they have this new head coach. This is to really help you get caught up to bet into those preseason markets. And then we'll do that refreshed one in August that gives you more of, it's week one, the season's coming, here's what we're looking at.
Yeah, and the inevitable injuries that are going to take place in some various training camps and all of those things. So I think the refresh is so important. And I love that you are going to give your input from the survivor standpoint, because you're one of the few people that got as far as you did and the learning lessons that you were able to take away from that. So we mentioned a pick that surprised you that some people liked in the guide. And again, we're only going to share so much because it is so important to get all of the content that is available in this massive document that you guys are putting together. But was there anything that, like, maybe there was a little bit of a consensus where you noticed a lot of the hosts or experts came in and said, I like this season win total or this prop or what have you?
You know, I think one that was a little bit surprising to me was in the AFC North, a lot of people liked Cincinnati. You know, I mean, Joe Burrow coming back off of another significant injury, he's kind of said, like, look, you know, this is not uncharted territory per se, but it is an injury that, you know, a lot of people aren't super familiar with. So there's kind of a question of how he's going to come back, what that roster is going to look like overall. But a lot of people like Cincinnati over Baltimore in that AFC North. And that was something that kind of surprised me a little bit. I realize it's a very good division. That's actually one of the two divisions that I wrote up from a team preview standpoint. But a lot of people seemed really, really invested in the Bengals to win that AFC North division. And that surprised me a little bit. But Michael Lombardi was one of them. So, Michael, what is it about the Bengals that you like for this season?
Well, they get Burrow back. I like the two additions on defense, Von Bell and Geno Stone, safeties, which really hurt their defense last year. And their offensive line, if Trent Brown gets in shape, that's a big if. Plus, they get T. Higgins back. I think their health of the team and Burrow being back makes them a really viable play in the North, and Burrow's going to win those close games. I think, to me, that's what I'm counting on. I'm counting on the improvement defensively, but I'm counting on them improving at the quarterback, because everything they do at Cincinnati on offense, the quarterback has to do. It's why I don't like Tennessee, because if they're going to run the Bengal offense, Will Levis can't run that. Burrow can. You know, you can play quarterback position, but you're not the same quarterback. And I think there lies the difference. So for me, I like the Bengals, but I like them to be better. They have to be better defensively. Last year, they were very disappointing. I want to ask you before you go, do you have a sense of who could be the worst team in the league next year?
I mean, I would think, until proven otherwise, I'd be looking at Carolina. I mean, Dave Canales might be a quarterback guru, but Bryce Young's got a lot of work to do, and the size concerns were definitely evident. I think the team is better, but, you know, that division seems like everyone's a little bit better. So I would say Carolina would be the worst team for me right now.
Good Lord, sweet baby Jesus. Please let that offensive line help this boy out. You paid all that money for the upgrade on the front. Let's help this kid out a little bit. Adam, thank you so much for your time. We so appreciate you. Again,
thanks, Adam. Great job.
Get the guide. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Use our promo code Lombardi. But it is just unbelievable the amount of information that has been put in this thing. Kudos to Adam and the entire crew for putting it together. Available tomorrow. Don't wait. Sign up now.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here's your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you like watching and listening to VSiN, don't forget about all the great betting tools and content at VSiN.com. Best bets from hosts and guests, betting splits, pro tips, trends, and betting news. Today on the homepage, our resident NBA expert, Jonathan Von Tobel, has his NBA mock draft, his thoughts on who goes number one overall, best bets, and player position numbers. Plus, even as we enter the dog days of summer here, you can find daily betting previews for games in Major League Baseball, the WNBA, and more. Plus, as we talked about last segment, our NFL betting guide coming out tomorrow. If you haven't hit up VSiN.com yet, you're missing out. It's your one-stop shop for all things sports betting. And thank you again to Adam Burke, who was with us for the last segment in studio, managing editor of VSiN.com. Although, Michael, I will tell you, he's going to be filling in on Friday for Mike Palm on that end of the week show. He and I have very different opinions about what temperature it should be in the studio. He did not like the heat level that we had in here just now.
Well, that's why you and I work well together, because you and I mean, Femi has that damn thing down. You can hang meat in there. It's ridiculous, you know. I mean, I'm freezing in this office here today because it's hot out in Ocean City, and the woman next door, they do massages, and so naturally they're hot massages, and they turn the air up, and I pay the price. So I actually have a we have heaters in the office in the summertime in here. We're freezing.
I bet, yeah. That's exactly what it is. I walk in here after Femi is done recording the GM shuffle with you, and it's 61 degrees. I bring a jacket every single day. I pump up the heat in here. Sometimes I'll go step outside for a little bit before I come in and it's comfortable. But poor Adam, he was not on board with it. So we'll see who wins that war of the AC button over there on Friday. But let's get into a little more NFL talk here. It's a hard knocks life for us now that we are in the dog days of summer. And with the Giants beginning, their preseason, offseason, Hard Knocks later on next week. We thought that it would be fun to go through the teams that are going to be in Hard Knocks because there's so many of them this year. We have the Giants doing their offseason view of this. The Chicago Bears are going to be doing the typical training camp version of Hard Knocks. And then in season, we're going to get the whole AFC North. So Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Steelers, all intriguing storylines, all interesting quarterbacks. This is a year that I'm actually really looking forward to all of the behind the scenes that we're going to get with some of these teams, Michael.
Yeah, no question. And I mean, look, I think it can make or break teams. I've seen it do it, you know, and fans love this peek indoors. They love to see what's happening. They want to understand who's in charge of their team. And does that person sound smart? Does that person sound serious? You know, look, Hugh Jackson has a 20% winning percentage as an NFL head coach. And when they watched him on Hard Knocks, it showed that he wasn't really equipped to be a head coach. And I think that's ultimately what you want to avoid. I think it doesn't matter how you position yourself. Is when those cameras come in there, you've got to be serious, knowledgeable, and sell yourself to your fan base because they're looking at you. You better do good.
Well, a clip did come out yesterday, a little trailer sneak peek for what we're going to get with the New York Football Giants. Here you go.
New York Giants are now on the clock.
We should stay and pick, right? This is Atlanta. What are you thinking?
Our team's not built. We're still adding pieces. But we still have the draft and free agency.
What about Brian Burns? Have you looked at Brian Burns? We would have to trade like two twos, and then you have to pay him $28, $29 million.
Breaking news. Brian Burns to the New York Giants.
I'm a G-man.
With the sixth pick, the New York Giants select Malik Nabers.
You ready to be a New York Giant?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
I am 5 months from the surgery, so progressing that. I've gotten hurt, but not like this.
When you win here, it's unlike anywhere else. You lose, they're going to be on your ass. It's New York, man.
He's doing everything he can to get back on the field.
Saquon, can you give me your word on that, or are you not going to give us a chance?
My job is to do what's best for the franchise.
Let's go!
Okay, a lot of intrigue right off the hop there. Anything that stood out to you first?
Well, I thought the phone call with Saquon was interesting because, I mean, Joe Shane knows exactly what was going on. Houston and the Philadelphia Eagles were intimately involved. The Eagles were, you know, accused of tampering. They were vindicated from all charges. Houston wasn't involved in that conversation. But, look, everybody knew Philly was after two players by the end of the season. They wanted Barkley and they wanted Bryce Huff, and they got both their guys. So, you know, he knew he wasn't going to get another chance. I think what we're going to see in New York, the highlights, is they're going to try to prop Daniel Jones up for you. They know that, you know, you're not a member of the fan club, Stormy, so they're going to try to do everything in their power to kind of bump him up. You're going to get the Bronny treatment on Daniel Jones. You know, you're going to get love. It's going to be how hard he's working, yada, yada, yada. And I think they know the camera's on them. It's going to be interesting to see if they take us to the Drake May workout or the J.J. McCarthy workout. We know they were into Drake May completely, but they lost him when the Patriots made that selection. So we'll see at three. So, you know, I think it'll be great. I think sometimes you have to, you know, it's a great baseball book, The Yankee Way, and they talk about Gene Michaels would tell scouts, you've got to see what others don't see. And I think when you're watching Hard Knocks, it's not what they're telling you, is what they're leaving out. And I think that's the most important thing. See what you can't see.
Michael, listen, they can try to say whatever they want to say to prop up Daniel Jones. It ain't going to work for this girl.
They're not getting you.
They're not going to get my girl.
No way. No, you're too smart for them. But they're going to get some. Let's be honest. They're going to get somebody. I mean, they get some.
I'm
they're
sure.
already putting out that he's just as good as – that he's just as good as the Trevor Lawrence, and we got him cheaper. I mean, they're actually trying that one.
I can't with all of this. But by the way, actually in the NFL guide, which we've talked a lot about today, one of my best bets is a Daniel Jones season prop under. So get ready for that. Another thing that stood out here real quickly, because I know we've got some other things to touch on. Atlanta made a call to New York at 6. Did they not think that they were going to get Michael Penix where they were? Like, what are they trading up for? What was that call about, you think?
I think what Atlanta was doing was trying to figure out if somebody was trying to trade above them to get Penix. We talked about this on the draft. Sometimes you try to trade up only because you're trying to freeze the pick or to see what other teams are doing, right? And if you're worried about you, this is how out of touch, really out of touch, Atlanta was. They actually thought somebody was going to trade up to get Penix, right? So they're calling up to get 6. When reality, they got him there. Look, they turned down a fourth-round pick from the Bears and wouldn't move. They wouldn't move from 9 to 10 or from 8 to 9, one of those, I forget
what
they were.
That's the most absurd.
They wouldn't move because...
That's the most absurd to me, Michael.
Well, they
because
move.
But I'm like, you know that the Bears don't want a quarterback. If there's one team in this draft that's not looking for a quarterback, it's the team that took one number one overall. Like, that didn't make sense to me.
You're asking me to defend Super Bowl winning GM Terry Fontenot. I can't. I mean, like, he makes no sense at all. He doesn't know how to build a team. It's ridiculous. They have no defense. They just lost Calais Campbell, their best defensive player last year, to the Miami Dolphins on a ridiculously cheap contract. Like, what are we doing? He was your best defensive player last year. You could have brought him back. He goes to Atlanta. He goes to Miami for basically nothing. So, like, you can't underestimate what actually happens inside that draft room. They have really no clue what they're doing. They don't. And you could say, well, that's because they didn't hire Bill. Look, they thought they had three other candidates that are better head coaches than Bill Belichick. That's all you need to know.
I didn't mean to derail us from our Giants conversation to rejoin the Falcons haters club. But with the Giants here, Michael, at their win total sitting 6.5, they're a 4-1 shot to make the postseason. Feels extremely unlikely. 12-1 in the division. When you look at the numbers that are associated with the Giants this year, where do you see them shaking out, better or worse?
I think they could be worse. Look, I know they're all excited about Brian Burns. He had 8.5 sacks last year, and he's a good rusher, right? And I think Derek Brown's a good defensive tackle. They signed him to a lot of money. Dexter Lawrence is a good defensive tackle. They have him signed. He's a good player. Thibodeau can come around. But they're going to play a different style of defense. They're going to be softer. They're going to let you work the ball. They're going to try to play really good in the red zone. They're going to keep the score low. I know Neighbors will be good, but that offensive line is still a concern. Now, they think – it's just how interesting things work. They think Illuminor can be a really great guard for them. Meanwhile, the Raiders think that losing Illuminor is going to be a plus for them. See how it's unbelievable how things go back and forth. I think the offensive line is still a huge concern. And I think Daniel Jones throwing the ball down the field is a huge concern. So, look, and we also know this. Brian Daboll is going to run the offense. He's going to run the offense. That's been talked about. You could see it in minicamp. He was calling the plays. He's going to run it because he knows that this year, with Belichick looming on the outside, that they've got to win.
And I mentioned in the last block the Carolina offensive line and how bad that is. The Giants were even worse. It's brutal, and it's been brutal for a really, really long time. You wonder how they – year after year after year have still been unable to make that unit work. 6-win team a year ago. Again, season win total for this season, 6.5. Over is +115. The under juiced to -135. You got to bet 135 to win back 100. It's a hard knocks life for the Giants. We'll get to the other teams later on when we come back. Why not Wednesday as we round out this Wednesday edition of the Lombardi Line.
This is the Lombardi Line with former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now here's your host, Stormy Bonatoni, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The countdown continues. Our all-new VSiN NFL betting guide drops tomorrow, and it's jam-packed with everything you need to bet this NFL season. We've got in-depth profiles of every team, advanced stats, proven betting systems, and proprietary betting trends you won't find anywhere else. But that's not all. You know our experts are locked and loaded with their best bets on season win totals, futures, and props. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or you're just getting started, this guide is your ticket to more informed betting this season. And to celebrate the release of the guide, VSiN's going all out with special coverage throughout the day tomorrow. Tune in all day for expert analysis, insider tips, and all the NFL insight you need to start the season strong. Remember, the only way, though, to get our all-new NFL betting guide is by becoming a VSiN Pro subscriber. Head to VSiN.com/subscribe now to sign up. And if you use our promo code Lombardi, you get a special discount. Welcome back to the Lombardi Line. We're wrapping things up here. Michael Lombardi and Stormy Bonantoni with you. And we always end the show with our pro tip of the day. And no better time coming off of that NFL betting guide and getting all of the insight that you can. The biggest pro tip of the pro tips, Michael, is to get the guide. But part of the conversation we had with Adam Burke earlier is just about making sure you have the full picture, the full scope of what you're getting into this NFL season. Don't make a futures bet without knowing where everyone has gone. There is so much transition from the end of last year to now. Get the full picture for your teams, division, league as a whole, prop bets, then the guide is a great resource to do that.
Yeah, no question. And look, the league is ever-changing, right? And you and I both cover the NFL every single day on this show. We talk about it, and there are things that go on that we're not aware of. You miss one day, you can be completely out of it. And I think the guide, as Adam said in the last block, it's a catch-up. It kind of gets you back on the level floor. Like Miami signing Calais Campbell, no big deal. It happened in the summer, but that is a fairly good signing for Miami. It gives him he's not certainly as good as Christian Wilkins, but he's a good player, and he played well. He's older. He'll give them some veteran leadership, which I think they're going to need on defense. So for no money at all, that was a good signing. And I'm not saying it's going to shift the win total, but it certainly can help Miami.
That's a great point, Michael, because we all will remember the big moves, right? Like Stephon Diggs is no longer with the Buffalo Bills. He's on the Houston Texans. Everybody knows those. But it's some of those smaller deals, too, or the ones that maybe have flown a little bit under the radar that could make a significant difference for not only a lineup, but from a depth standpoint. And so getting that full picture is so important. Again, VSiN Pro Tips available at VSiN.com. And if you go to VSiN.com/subscribe, you can get everything that we have to offer, including the NFL betting guide tomorrow. Let's end things like we always do on a Wednesday, Michael. Time for Why Not Wednesday.
Why not?
Question. Maybe a stupid one, but I'm just spitballing here.
Can it make you say why not?
That wasn't a stupid question.
It's time for Why Not Wednesday.
I mean, why not?
You know when they say it's so crazy it just might work?
All right. The New York Knicks, Michael, we found out, have added Mikal Bridges to the fold. When you think about the gap potentially closing with the Knicks and the Boston Celtics, if I show you a 5-1 ticket on the Knicks to win the East, could you say why not?
I could say why not to that, sure. I mean, they ran out of gas. They got injured. You know, I think they still have the offseason. Look, I don't think money's going to be an issue for them. And I think they'll keep adding players. So I'll say why not to the Knicks. I think the Knicks have done a great job of getting players that fit what they want to do and believing in their culture. So I know they gave up all these draft picks. Who cares? I mean, most of the time, nobody really pays attention to the bottom of the first round anyway.
It was nice to get a deal like that in the NBA because the NBA draft, which is coming up later tonight, it doesn't have quite the star power and the cachet that we're accustomed to seeing. There's a lot more international players than the college players, and even college players in general right now. The name value, name recognition isn't there the way that it's been in years past. But with that said, there is some intrigue and there's some potential for, I mean, it's not a, and nothing is a lock in this draft like it was last year with Victor Wembanyama, for example. So if I told you Donovan Klingon went number one overall, 4-1, could you say why not?
Why not? Heck yeah. I think Klingon would be a really, look, the difference, the reason Klingon would be the number one overall pick because in the old days, you know, when they had a low post player, but because everybody wants to stretch five and they want them to shoot a three pointer, I'm not sure that's Klingman's game as of right now. And so that's why it's kind of viewed the other way. But I would definitely think that he would help a team because he's a rim protector. And come playoff time, you better have one.
Zachary Risache is the current favorite, and he has been bet up to around $4 at the current price. But 4-1. Anything is possible. Donovan Klingon, a big favorite to be a top five pick. It's just a matter of where he might end up. This one's okay. I had to throw this one in for fun because we had to get one where you said no way. And I think I found it. Bronny James to be a first round pick. 2-1.
Oh, God. No way. No. I feel bad for the kid. I feel bad for him. I mean, it's not fair. This is a worldwide leader production. This is who I'm angry about. This is who I'm making fun about. They've created this. They've started it. It's their story. They'll just won't let it go, you know? And because he's LeBron's son, I mean, it's a great story, but you know, Tim Hardaway had a son who's a great player. I mean, there's guys that have sons who are great players. It's not uncommon. We see it in the NFL all the time. You know, look, Marvin Harrison Jr. just went the second pick overall in the draft, or the fourth pick, whatever, the third pick, whatever it was. So we know that that's what's going to happen. But the reality of it is not here. You don't go from not making all league to scoring 4 points. Now, I know he had the heart condition and all that, but I think to me, it's just it's an overblown story.
What's funny too, Michael, is we talked earlier about the odds movement on Bronny James' position on where he would be drafted. He opened at 38.5. Earlier today, 49.5. While we have been on the air, that number is now 54.5. So it appears he is either going 55 to the Lakers or he might not be going to anyone else. But I mean, again, like this is the expectation, right? And that's what happens when your dad is who your dad is. I know that their agent has said that LeBron doesn't need, you know, that fascination that he's had his entire life about playing with his son, that's gone away a little, like that he doesn't need that anymore. I don't know. I feel like it's going to happen, but we'll see. We talked about the New York Giants a moment ago in our Hard Knocks special. Could you say why not to New York making the playoffs? Is 4-1 enough for you to get on board?
For the Giants, 4-1, no chance. No way. No way. That's a big, loud one.
What number would you need? What number would you need?
I would need 20-1 at least. 20-1.
Dang.
Come on, that's, Stormy.
That's cold-blooded. I mean, I don't think they're making it either.
You wouldn't bet this at 4-1. There's no way I'm betting this at 4-1. Are you kidding me? You got to give me something better than that. I mean, you're asking me to tie my money up from June, July, all the way through, and then have to suffer on Sundays and watch Daniel Jones throw the ball, check down, check down, check down. Watch Singletary try to run through that offensive line. Oh, no way. No way. That was too easy of a no way, too, by the way.
I still think it's hilarious that he hasn't had a 3 passing touchdown day since 2019. Just... what are we doing here? Anyway,
Stormy, I'll say this again. He's the only quarterback in NFL history who has made more than $100 million in a contract that has never thrown 25 touchdown passes in a single season or for 3,500 yards. I rest my case. Take it to the jury.
Beautiful. Love it so much. Another quarterback prop we have here. Aiden O'Connell to start week one. It's plus 150. Could you say why not to him getting the week one job over Minshew?
I would have said no way about 4 days ago. And then I was talking to some people in the know, and apparently he is played better than any of the quarterbacks there. So I would definitely say why not to the plus 150. Look, I think we had the beat writer for the, I can't say Vincent's last name,
Monsignor.
But we had him on, and he said that they both look poor and they both didn't play well. But it looks like Aiden's going to be ahead. And if that's the case, he went on to say, well, they're going to, you know, they have a chance to win 10 games. No, they don't. You're not winning 10 games if you don't have a quarterback. Let's just be clear. You're not. There's no team that's won 10 games without a quarterback.
If Aiden O'Connell is your quarterback, you have no quarterback.
You have no quarterback. They don't have a quarterback. They gave $15 million. To Gardner Minshew, and I'm told the coaches, nobody knew it was going to happen. I mean, and that's just part of the dysfunction that's going on over there. You saw what happened yesterday. You don't think that's going to bother? You imagine you're in court, you're all the money that's coming. I mean, if you're Antonio Pierce, this has kind of cut down your vacation. You got to worry about it.
Priorities, man. So good. Michael, you're awesome as always. It's wonderful to have you back. We will be back here same time, same place tomorrow
to talk about Bronny in the first round. Yes, we'll be back to talk about him.
I still think, I think it's hilarious that as we've been on air, that number has just continued to go up. Okay, that's a wrap for us. If you didn't get enough football, the Ross Thanks, Tucker Stormy. Football Show is coming up next on DraftKings Network. Otherwise, keep it locked on VSiN as well. Patrick Maher and Sharp Money. Have a great day, everybody. Good luck with your bets and enjoy the draft.